you read through the letters to the editor section of your local newspaper, you'll find a variety of opinions expressed. What you'll also find is a lot of men. The same thing seems to happen in a lot of online comment forums, too. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a woman, have you ever written a letter to the editor? Do you participate in online comments online? Online twice there. And do you see more men than women writing in, calling in, and participating in online forums? Call in at 800-642-1234. Caroline Kitchener is an associate editor at The Atlantic and author of Postgrad, Five Women in Their First Year Out of College. Her recent piece for The Atlantic is Why Do So Few Women Write Letters to the Editor? Caroline, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, what got you started thinking about this, Caroline?
Well, so yeah, I work here at The Atlantic, and I work specifically for the Masthead, our membership program, and so we're constantly doing these discussion forums. We've got a Facebook group, and we started noticing that almost all of the people who were posting were men, just overwhelmingly men. And so I wanted to look into it a little more. I went and I talked to the editor who oversees our letters to the editor section, and she said, yes, we're seeing exactly the same thing. She said, responding to one question, she was pretty sure there were more men named Michael than all women who had responded. So I think the two of us together then said, okay, well, what's going on here? Let's figure this out. Why are women so much less likely to contribute to these kinds of conversations?
And you reached out to several newspapers to see if it was just you or if this was the norm there, too. What did you find out?
I did, yeah. I reached out to a bunch of different, I wanted a bunch of different types of papers. So Kansas City Star, Chicago Tribune, Toronto Star, and I reached out to maybe, I don't know, a dozen papers. And all of them, everybody who got back to me saying, you know, we don't keep the specific numbers on this, but I do know from doing this for years that this, our letters are overwhelmingly male. And that's something that, you know, the New York Times has written about too, and nobody really seemed to know why.
And I'll say, as a call-in talk show host, I also don't, we don't keep numbers for that. But yeah, subjectively, overwhelmingly, or substantially more men than women will call in, especially on political topics. So your next step, Caroline, is to try to figure out why. You talked to some experts on gender and communication, that sort of thing. What is out there? What do people think?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that we hear, that I heard again and again, was really depressing, and it was that women are just less likely to think that they are experts in a topic. It takes more for a woman to, generally, obviously, to feel that, you know, I know enough about this to say it to the world. And then also, you know, other people are going to care what I have to say. Men are a lot more likely to think those things. And feeling confident as a sort of expert is kind of a prerequisite to writing a letter to the editor.
There's two ways to think about that, I guess. One is it would be good if more people participated, so it would be great if women were more prone to speak up. The other answer, and you got some of these responses, is do we really want people who don't know what they're talking about putting their views out there? Maybe men should dial it back to the level that women are at, and then only the people with expertise will be writing these letters, making these comments. What kind of things did you hear about that?
Yeah, so one of my favorite conversations that I had going into this was somebody who had, who had analyzed all of the letters that went into a, you know, local paper, the Greensboro News and Record in North Carolina, and he found that, you know, the letters were, again, overwhelmingly male, but 90% of them did not even address any article published by the paper. They, you know, he said that they were just overwhelmingly, extremely unfocused. They didn't really convey any kind of expertise. So what he said to me, and this was probably my favorite quote from the article, the confidence that men have is not particularly warranted, so maybe they should just scale back. I don't know what the solution is. I mean, I think I think it's probably a bit of both. But you know, we certainly for the Atlantic would love to see more women writing to us.
Caroline Kitchener is with us from the Atlantic, asking the question: why do so few women write letters to the editor? And add into that, make comments on online news articles. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever written a letter to the editor? Why do you think men are more prone to do it than women? Especially like to hear from women if you do or don't comment on news articles. If you do or don't write into newspapers, why not? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Caroline, one thing that you did find is that women are prone to participate in these news articles by sharing them on places like Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really interesting finding. On platforms where women know or are more likely to know the people that they are sending this information to, women are more likely to express opinions in those forums. So whereas, you know, the letters to the editor, you have no idea who's reading that paper. You have no control over your audience. You post an argument on your Facebook page, all of those people are people, well, hypothetically, that you know. What I heard was that women are just more comfortable expressing their opinions when they, and I think everyone is, if they feel confident that the people that they're reaching out to actually care what they have to say, and they're more likely to believe that people care what you have to say if you know them.
One other hypothesis out there is that women might fear a bigger backlash, maybe a more personal, a more vitriolic backlash than a man might.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trolling is real, and trolling is, I think, generally just a lot harsher on women. I mean, I've experienced that as a female journalist, and you know, many of my colleagues, my female colleagues, have experienced the same thing.
Again, we can take callers at 800-642-1234. Got a few people queuing up on the line there. Why does this matter? Is this an important forum where we should care, Caroline, how people are represented?
I think it absolutely is an important forum. I mean, it is, you know, it's probably dying out. You know, the people who write letters to the editor, I don't know the numbers on this, but I'm sure that they skew older. But still, it is. It represents something important, I think. This is one of the country's most essential modes of political engagement. It's one of the most direct ways that you can get your opinion out there to a large group. And so, I think it is really important.
I want to bring on a caller now. Barbara is with us in Madison. Barbara, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I think that people should exercise their right to their opinion, putting it out there, especially in the letter to the editor. It's only an opinion. There's no harm. You're not depriving anyone of their view. You're just expressing your views.
And do you write letters to the editor yourself, Barbara?
Oh, yes, I do.
Frequently, I'm guessing, from your reaction?
Quite often I do. I do get published.
Barbara,
great to hear.
You're saying how you started, Barbara. Go ahead.
Oh, I started with an article. It was at the Iowa State University Alumni Magazine, and they were lauding the cult and an alumni, and I brought up other issues, that the problems with guns, and that was the first time I was published, and I got kind of hooked.
Barbara, thank you so much for sharing that. And Caroline, yeah, this could be a thing where if people try it for the first time, as Barbara did, they might get hooked.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, feeling like people care about what you have to say, that's a great feeling.
Thanks a lot for that call, Barbara. We'll go next to Simon in Viroqua. Simon, hi.
Hey, so I'm a guy who hasn't read the Atlantic article, so I may be an uninformed opinionator here. But I just wanted to share there's a group called Op-Ed Project out of New York that recognizes a similar pattern with op-eds, which are a front door forum for thought leaders in our culture, and also diagnose the problem as women just legitimately have less time because of the many caregiving shifts and other shifts that they work in our culture. So I thought it was an important contribution to the conversation here. I don't know if you or the writer have come across the op-ed project, but they're pretty cool.
Simon, thanks a lot for that call. And Caroline, in the responses to your article that you shared on The Atlantic, that's something that some people brought up, the time issue that women may face.
Yes, absolutely. I had a lot of women just say, hey, I'm too busy. I don't have time for this. You know, men might be sitting around twiddling their thumbs and wondering what they can write to the letter, what letter to the editor they can write every week, but I'm not. I've got a lot to do. And yeah, I hear you.
Caroline, in our last minute and a half or so, we keep hearing that this might be politically the year of the woman, supposedly. A lot of women candidates running and winning primaries, we're finding out from yesterday. Do you think that this could maybe be accompanied by more letter to the editor writing and that kind of participation by women?
Oh, man, I really hope so. I think that would make sense. Female candidates are probably more likely to, inspire really strong feelings in women and galvanize them to put their opinions out there.
And Caroline, did a lot of women write letters to the editor at The Atlantic in response to this piece?
Yes, and that was the best part. I did not really expect this article to. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't, pegged to anything particularly time sensitive. But it really got a lot of attention from readers, and we had it was just so heartening to see my inbox just fill up with letters from women, telling me, why they write letters to the editor, why they don't, and why they want this to change.
Caroline, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. This was fun.
That was Caroline Kitchener, associate editor at The Atlantic. We talked about her recent piece there titled, Why Do So Few Women Write Letters to the Editor? Well, you can write us a letter, and if we find some time, we could share it. You could always email us about what you hear, ideas@wpr.org, with your responses and your maybe ideas for future conversations.